Everyone.
Quorum,
yes.
Quorum.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Appreciate that. We'll go ahead and get our meeting called to order. Thank you all for joining us this evening. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy days and schedules to meet with us. Unfortunately, with everything that's going on, we still can't meet in person. However, this is the next best thing. So we'll move right through our agenda and let us get back to being self-quarantined. I don't think I've ever in my whole life looked forward to getting together for a meeting more than I would right now. We're in unprecedented times. Our first item on the agenda is to approve our minutes. Now, we do have floors open for any questions, comments, discussions concerning those minutes.
Move their approval.
I'll second that motion.
Thank you, Judge. So we have a motion and a second on the floor to approve the minutes.
Mr. Chairman, Mayor Blythe, just a comment for Madison County's representatives. David Malk, who is a citizen representative and was approved in the last, approved in the January 22 meeting. David has left the city of Richmond in employment, and we'll be replacing him at some time in the not too distant future.
Very good. Thank you, Mayor.
Yes, sir.
So, standing motion and second on the floor to approve the minutes. All those in favor, please signify by aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Same sign. Thank you. Motion carries unanimously. We will move on to our financial reports.
Mr. Chairman, again, I appreciate the promotion, but I am not the treasurer.
That's okay, because
I'll try.
That's okay, Mayor, because I'll step in there for you.
Oh, bless you. Good to have friends.
You'll find the financial report on pages 10 through 34. On pages 10 through 12 is the statement of financial position, followed by the statement of activities for March on pages 13 and 14. You note that we had a positive change in net assets for the month. And then in the year-to-date statement of activities, we had a positive change in net assets as well. And those are on pages 15 and 16. Cash flows worksheets on 17 and 18, followed by the income statement on 19 and 25. The general ledger account ledger is on 26 and 27, followed by the summary of subcontract expenditures on 28, followed by the check register. And on page 34 is one contract needing board approval. So I'll make a motion that we approve the financial report along with the contract needing board approval.
Thank you, sir. So we have the financial report given. And I have a motion and a second on the floor to approve those. Do we have any questions, concerns, or comments surrounding the report or the motion? All those in favor, please signify by aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Same sign. Thank you. Motion carries unanimously.
Mr. Chairman, we need a second on that. Who was the second on that?
I heard a voice. I didn't recognize the name, but.
Yeah.
I think it might have been me, Arbery.
Okay.
Okay, Judge Wilson. Okay.
Orbury might want to forget about me, but he just can't.
Never will, brother. So, next on our list is to approve our committee reports. Looks like we have two. This particular, on approving this, we will do this by a poll vote. So we will ask that each individual submit your vote via the poll, and we will get that tabulated and counted, and we will get that number actually recorded into our minutes. So are we prepared now to entertain a motion and a second to approve those and move to the poll vote?
Motion.
Second.
Thank you. So we have a motion and a second. Do we have a poll vote?
This is Tab. I did not hear what the motion was. Which poll is that?
This is for the committee reports, please.
Yes, you did, and you can also make a motion.
Yeah, and I don't have, do y'all have, do you have the ability to there, Mayor? Yeah, we'll probably.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Judge, if they're on the phone, they can do a voice vote.
Oh, they can?
If they're on the phone, they have no means to do the ballot unless it's a smartphone.
Okay. For those that are on a phone and not a smartphone and don't have the ability to register an actionable vote, then you may vote by voice. And I would ask for those in favor of those by voice only, please signify by aye.
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 Any opposed by voice? Thank you, and thank you, Mr. John. So the voice votes are unanimous. Tab, have we compiled the poll report?
People are still voting.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Looks like it posted 100%.
Okay, that's good. So we can move on. We have several.
There's 100% voting, Judge, but there was there were 10% nays on the Home Security Council, and it looks like on the advisory, 7% nays.
7%. Okay, we'll let the record show that. Thank you. So then our next item on our agenda is to approve our perks. The floor is open for any questions over any of the perks. Looks like we have several.
I move the approval of the perks as a group.
Thank you, Mayor.
I'll second.
Thank you, Judge. We have a motion and a second on the floor to approve the perks. Is there any further discussion on those? All those in favor, please signify by aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Same sign. Thank you. That motion carries unanimously. Next item we have will be another poll vote for us. Approved amendment to the bylaws allowing for video telephone. We did discuss this in our executive committee and it passed through there to come to the full board for this vote. Floor is open for any questions, comments, or concerns about our video teleconferencing changing of the bylaws.
Move for approval, Judge.
I'll second.
Okay, so I have a motion and a second. Tab, if you could please give us the poll in order for we can vote.
Judge, you want to call for the voice vote again on non-smartphones?
Yes. Those that do not have the ability to register your vote via smartphone or computer device, please signify by aye if you are in favor of this motion.
Aye.
Any opposed? Same sign. Thank you. The voice votes very unanimously.
Is it letting y'all still cast votes even though it's one? Is it still letting y'all cast votes?
Yeah.
Okay. Tab, as soon as we get a tabulation up on that, if you could, if you know those results, that would be great.
I have 62% voted so far.
Okay. Very good.
We seem to have stalled at 64%.
Okay. Are there some on that are having trouble getting their votes registered?
I'll give a brief update on it if, in case there are some people that are hesitating. What we're doing here, well, currently this meeting is under an executive order that suspends the open meeting laws, which allows a Zoom meeting or any other video meeting, and even allows people that are on the telephone to participate, which wouldn't be allowed under the open meetings laws. But in working on scheduling this meeting, we noticed that the bylaws did not have the provision for telephonic conferences to be held for a meeting. So all we did is bring it in compliance with KRS 61.800, which sets out what the open meeting laws require for a telephonic or a video conference, including that if we break one, we have to have a public viewing space. If that public viewing space breaks down, we have to shut the meeting down. Those don't apply with this executive order that's in place. So this just brings us in compliance with the open meetings law to have meetings such as this after the emergency has passed. And it was unanimously approved by the executive committee.
For your approval.
34 have voted.
Unless
it's 17, 17.
Is that what we have that are available to vote in if we kept a tally of who can?
How many do we have? How many board members are there? 34 voted. How many do we have?
We have 60.
65.
65. 70.
How many present?
30.
All 75 present?
No. 30. We have 35 present.
We have over 35 present.
Judge Aubrey, did you take note that Judge West has joined us from Jessamine County?
Well, we're counting now because we've also had some other arrivals since then.
Okay.
Hey, Judge Gritton, I'm sorry. This is Judge Taylor. I've just now joined.
And Judge Gritton, I've been here since 5 minutes before the meeting. This is Judge West.
We have 37 now. 37 in the meeting.
And how many do we have on the poll vote?
34.
That is correct. We have 3 on voice. So if we could see those results, that should be 100% participation. Very good. Please let the record show we had 97% yay and we had 1 no vote. So that will amend our bylaws for video teleconferencing meetings. Very good. Thank you, Dad. Next, we have no change of our date for our fall quarterly board meeting. It will be on November the 4th. Would entertain a motion and a second to approve those.
Mr. Chairman, Blythe from Richmond, I offer that motion that we would make that change.
Thank you, Mayor.
This is Pete Beatty with Jessamine County. I'll second the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Bates. We have a first and second on the floor to change our fall quarterly meeting to November the 4th. All those in favor, please signify by aye.
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 Any opposed? Same sign. Thank you. That motion carries unanimously. Our fall meeting will be changed to November the 4th. We will move now into our director's report.
In the interest of brevity, I'll refer to my written report. Just a few comments for all the entire staff. It's an outstanding job considering the circumstances we've been operating under. Actually, more is being demanded of them because of the situation. Our seniors are requiring more attention to the bills and so forth that have been increased by the governor and the federal government. The folks at in the workforce are unemployment insurance and also seeking to fill positions. So there are places that are desperate for employees, and so they're working hard in that regard, and everybody else in support of them. So I thank all of our employees and certainly the department heads for the great job they've done. I thank you all for everything that you'll have done in terms of support of this organization and then taking time out of your busy day to engage in this meeting. I know it's a little strange. I know it's great being in here with just one other person, but I look forward to the day we can all cram in here together. But again, thank you all for participating. It's really important that we get at least a quorum, and we're able to do that. And I thank you all very much. Last thing, census, those of you who may be able to influence your citizens to please fill out the census forms if they need help. We'll try to help you help them. I know the Senator Celeste is going to be contacting them in trying to help the seniors with theirs, but it's vitally important in order to reflect exactly what we have. I know the late Judge Pryor had talked about how to have an accurate count and how he was going to push, and I'm Judge Hamilton, Nicholas County is above the state average. Most of our counties are above the state average. I'd love to see us way above the state average, so if there's a help you with that, let us know. That is the end of my report.
Thank you, sir. Do you have any questions for Mr. Casher? Okay. Then we should be able to move into Mr. Shane. Are you still with us to give us your community planning updates?
Yes, sir, I am. To add basically go through kind of what we talked about in the executive board, you can find our community planning department's monthly staff reports on pages 40 and through 44 of your packet. I will say that the staff are doing a great job of keeping up the productivity of the department. Want to give a shout out to TAB for hosting these meetings, not only what we're doing tonight, but we have been doing this all over the district, and we've actually done several different types of meeting. I think we even got some planned for our planning and zoning areas well out there. So definitely want to thank him for doing a great job on that and keeping it up, because we definitely have to work some odd hours to meet all the demands of that. Also wanted to thank Judge Adams again for allowing me to utilize his the county courthouse and the internet there to host some meetings that were conflicting with what Tab already had scheduled as well. Judge Covington, you may want to expand on some of the stuff that you're doing. Just got the email, sent the email where you had made some contact with the federal offices and stuff. And so the broadband continues to move forward with the subcommittee, as well as working with the people that have responded to our RF request for information out there as well. And I think we got one more meeting scheduled on that. And then hopefully the committee can get back together and bring something to both the executive board and then real soon after that to the full board on what is going on with our broadband in the region. Our staff are also kind of working with the business administration, small business administration, on the loans that they're putting out for the Paycheck Protection Program. You might have seen recently that that has been through all the money the federal government had put out for that. And I think they're going to try to increase them out for that. There is a lot of concern with the local banks on the ability to handle how many of those will ask for forgiveness on those loans and working through the paperwork on that. So our staff are working along with Bob and some other folks on seeing how we maybe can plug in to help with that, with also while not over-promising what we can deliver on that, of course. But if we can plug into that some way and make an effort to help our small businesses, we know that they've been suffering probably the greatest in this than anybody else. So with that, I'll put my report forward.
Thank you, Shane. Does anyone have any questions for Shane over his report? Hearing none, then we'll move into Celeste Pollard, if you're still with us.
I'm here, Judge. I'll just kind of ditto what Bob said. Our staff have been working remotely from home for about 3 weeks now. Our case management staff are not doing home visits with their clients, obviously, but they are keeping in contact with them through telephone calls at minimum once a month. Many of the folks are getting contacted more frequently than that just to make sure they're all okay and getting what they need. Our biggest thing that we are doing right now is really trying to support our senior centers. I reported at the executive board meeting that they have received the order from the governor to feed anyone who's 60 and over who contacts them for a meal. There's no eligibility requirements. If you make a phone call, you get fed. And we're able to do that with a significant amount of federal funding that we received related to this COVID crisis. But in the past 4 weeks, our senior centers have delivered 25,245 meals across our region, which is about a 9,000 meal increase over what we would normally do. They've also been able to contact everyone on our wait list. If you'll see in the board packet, our aging staff report shows we've got about 225 people on wait list for meals. Those folks are being fed now, and there's only about 50 people that are actually left from that list, and that is because they have chosen not to receive meals. So our senior centers are really out there working as hard as they can to make sure our seniors in each of our communities are getting meals every day, and they're doing a great job of also taking, for lack of a better term, goodie bags with different activities and things that they're providing to try and help the seniors from being completely bored to death being at home. So they are just, I can't brag on them enough. They have just really knocked it out of the ballpark, and they are working their tails off to make sure that everybody's being taken care of during this crisis.
Thank you, Celeste. Does anyone have any questions for Celeste over her report? Thank you. Then we will move on to workforce. Miss Amy, are you still with us as well?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. Good evening, everyone. With workforce, obviously our focus over the last month has been helping employers as they've had to furlough some of their employees or lay them off. We have helped lots of job seekers. We have done a lot as far as virtually thinking outside the box. We have Facebook Live events. We are virtually offering all of our same services through the Career Center. So even though they aren't seeing folks in person, our staff is still doing all the same services through video conferencing or whatever they can do to help as folks as possible. We're also doing some virtual career fairs and things like that. We've had one, and we have several coming up. I do want to encourage, if anybody wants to like our Facebook page, it's Kentucky Career Center Bluegrass. We post all of our updated information, virtual job fairs, everything that's going on with us is posted there. So just let me know if you have any questions about that. The state has received $25 million from the federal government. And in the coming weeks, we should receive an update as far as how we are to apply for those funds for each of our regions. Our report is in our packet. The last thing that I would just like to mention is tomorrow we do have a special called meeting to elect a new co-CLEO. Currently, Mayor Gorton is serving that role until tomorrow when we get our new co-CLEO re-elected.
Thank you, Amy. Does anyone have any questions for Ms. Amy?
I don't have any questions for Amy. I guess it certainly relates to workforce, but my question would be, I guess, more for John Gay and perhaps you, Bob. Have we concluded all our business with regard to workforce and the state and everything that we were supposed to do with regard to finishing up our correct plan and taking care of all matters with regard to workforce?
We have done everything that was required of us, and in some cases there we've done it 2 and 3 times as it relates to paying the money back that the settlement asked for. My understanding is that that's not yet.
John, are you all still? John?
Mayor, yes, I'm on the call.
I would ask the same question that Bob just responded to. Have we done everything that we were required to do to square things up with the state with regard to workforce?
Yes, we have. To my knowledge, we've done everything we needed to do. We've fully settled the appeal, attempted to pay the money several times. I just got a communication from Bob and a scan that the state still hasn't cashed the $315,000 check.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about that if it's appropriate to do so in open session. Had a long conversation, and John, if not, you can stop me at any point. But
well, there's no prohibition about this subject matter being in a meeting. It's a special meeting. Well, I guess it's during the workforce report, so I guess it's fine because we have to treat this like a special meeting, say the agenda, but go ahead. I think you're safe.
All right. Well, the issue is the $315,000 and the fact that the Bluegrass Area Development District tried on several occasions to transmit those funds to the state. And for whatever reason, the funds were not accepted. The check or documents were not transacted, so that in effect, we have made several efforts to pay that money back to the state, and the state has not accepted that money. Would that be an accurate statement?
My knowledge, yes. And the last check was a cashier's check, so the money's been out of the ADS bank account for quite some time. I believe it was November of 19 of when the certified check went out.
All right. Those checks are good for 90 days, I'm told. and correct me if anything that I say gets a statement, but those checks are good for 90 days. So technically, that last check is no longer valid. So my question to you, John, is we have transferred the funds out of our account by virtue of an instrument that has expired. Where is that money? Who has
the? It's sitting in the, I think it's Traditional Bank that issued the cashier's check, so it would be on their ledger, not our ledger. So Traditional Bank still sitting on the money because the check hasn't been collected.
All right. So the check has not been collected. It's our money until the state accepts it, and it's sitting on their ledger. Presumably, they're using those funds to do what banks do, to make money off those funds. It's not in our account. It's in the bank's accounts. The state won't accept the money. Do we have an opportunity here to have a conversation with the state about not having to pay the money at all and just saying we're done? We've tried to pay you several times. You have not accepted money. Do we have an opportunity here or not?
Bob has reached out to me, and we are certainly thinking about where to go from here, but at this point in time, nothing has been formulated. So it's really just a thinking process of next steps, because I wasn't aware of this until either Monday this week or Friday last. I think it's Friday last.
Okay. Well, I was not aware of it either. And I had a lengthy conversation with Bob yesterday, Jacqueline. There's no question that staff of the Bluegrass Area Development District and the leadership of the Bluegrass Area Development District have made multiple attempts to transfer that money to the state. And frankly, and this is just my opinion, and I would welcome any comment that I'm dead wrong, but there have been at least two attempts to transfer that money. I wouldn't be terribly anxious to work all that hard for a third attempt. And I would also, if the bank is sitting on that money and the state has not accepted the money, I would ask that there be some consideration to saying to the bank, we want our money back until the state says we'll accept the money if you send it to us.
There's some complex issues in there, one of which I don't want to have the money come back in our account. At this point in time, we need to think through that, because it could be construed as us not paying it. So right now we've paid it with one check, and then we sent it back with a cashier's check. So I would recommend that we let our firm take a look at this and not get into a lot of discussion right now.
Fair enough. I understand. But just for my part, and speaking just for me, if we've made two attempts to transmit that money to the state and the state is not accepted, then I'm not real anxious for a third attempt. But I understand. I think your law firm needs to look at this and render a judgment on it. But I felt like the entire board needed to know exactly where we were with regard to these funds that the state says we have to pay back. So I thank you for the opportunity to have this Q&A.
Yeah, and that's fair to let everybody know. But yeah, I think we'll kind of sit and see where we have, and maybe a lot of people have your view, but we'll get on that and talk to Bob and put together a memo or something on it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Questions and comments. Any other questions over this report? Okay. Do we have any other business that needs to come before us?
Did we take a motion to approve all those reports from the aging workforce and community planning?
No, sir, we have not. Need to
I would
do
move
so.
To adopt all three as a group.
Thank you, Mayor.
I'll second that, Judge.
Thank you, Judge. And we've got a motion and a second on the floor to approve those all three as one. Any further discussions over that? All those in favor, please signify by aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Same sign. Motion stands unanimous. Thank you. Bob, I have nothing to ask you before. Do you have anything on your plate?
I do. I know.
Okay. That being all that we had on our agenda, then I would entertain a motion to adjourn. And I would like to echo what Shane, Celeste, Amy, and Bob have shared, that I think during these difficult times, the Bluegrass Ad has once again raised their level of participation in all of our counties and cities to show again what a wonderful organization they are, to think outside of the box and continue to serve our citizens and all of our constituents in a way in which we never saw coming. It's off to everyone that is involved there. It's a yeoman's task to continue to do things that are unprecedented, but we're also blazing new trails. So congratulations, Bob, to you and your entire staff there. Kudos to a job well done. We appreciate that and look forward to continue serving with you. That being said, would entertain a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion. For all those in favor, please signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
We stand adjourned. Thank you all for joining us this evening. Hope everyone
stays
safe and sound.